made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike. Okay, Joey. He of the flannel running shirts or
walking
shirts.
Oh my gosh, if you missed the crossover, please go listen to it.
Yes, because it came out with some great ideas.
It did, and it got up to a lot of great ideas.
It all started with Joey's flannel shirt.
That was amazing.
All right, guys. Well, three more Northwestern football players have filed lawsuits. What kind of meat is still left on the bone of this story?
I'm assuming we're talking about the meat on the bone of the story about the inappropriate hazing and mistreatment.
Indeed,
that
we
led
are.
To the Pat Fitzgerald dismissal. Two men are anonymous. The other is former linebacker Nathan Fox, who played from 2015 to 2019. So it's a lot more recent.
Yes.
Because remember, a lot of the hazing stuff that was alleged, most of it happened when Fitzgerald was the assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
Under, my God, I forgot his name. The old head coach. The one who preceded him. But either way, is there meat? I mean, obviously there's enough for the attorneys.
Sure.
To gnaw on for a while. And we're still awaiting the details of Pat Fitzgerald's lawsuit against Northwestern.
We are. So I would say that there is still a decent amount of meat left on this bone, given that, you know, we're still talking about it. There's still more stuff coming out, and then there are still more answers that we need to get on the other half of the story.
By the way, Fitzgerald's trial is not until next year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'd say there's plenty of meat left on this bone. The good news is it didn't come from Popeyes, so you know there's plenty of meat.
Oh, poo!
Earlier today, in his 3-2-1 column, Sean Callahan wondered aloud if Carter Nelson would be able to get close to 40 points next week at the state meet. John, you're famous for hating all things running track, even field. This is something you'd be interested in following, right?
How cool is this, John? How cool is this?
It's cool for Carter. And if Carter's happy, then that's great.
Wow.
But personally, I don't care.
Speaking of not knowing how to use Twitter, that guy. Have you seen his Twitter account? His handle is horrible. Carter Numbers. He looks like a bot. Good luck to Carter Nelson, though.
Oh, sure. Good luck to him. But again, I don't care.
I hope you don't care about this young man
it's
and his
not
dream.
It's not going to affect on how good of a football player he is.
Maybe
if
it
he
is.
Gets 40 points at the state track meet or 0 points at the state track meet.
I mean, that would actually be pretty bad. If he got zero, that would mean something horrible happened. So I would say it means a lot if he doesn't do that.
If he got 0 points, doesn't necessarily. It just means he didn't score any points at the state track meet. Doesn't mean anything for him as being a football player.
It would probably mean he got injured.
Here's one thing I guarantee you, no matter how many points he scores, it's track and field. People will be bored watching.
No, they won't. The Burke High will be full of fans. They'll say, woo, you're such a hater. You're such a hater.
Boring!
Boring. It's awesome. Nothing more. The very essence of sports is running around. Throwing things.
Yeah, but it's usually running to something.
Jumping.
Throwing to something.
You run
catching
to the line.
Something. Running away from
the
people.
The line, John. You run to the line.
Oh, you're running to the
you
line.
You love crossing lines. You should have been a runner.
No way.
Well, according to Brian Windhorst, the Indiana Pacers have submitted 78 plays to the NBA that they felt were called incorrectly against them during games 1 and 2 against the New York Knicks. Is there any way they come back from this?
Hell no. They are cooked. I would feel that way regardless of if they had turned
it's not like they got blown out or anything.
No, but this shows where they're at mentally. Mm. Did you see what happened when that game came to a close? Their coach gets to the podium and immediately starts complaining about refs, complaining about market sizes. Look, do they have bones to pick correctly? I would say so. But if this is where your head is at immediately after these games, 78 plays that you're submitting,
You've already lost. What's the average? Would you say that each team gets, is it 100 possessions in an NBA game? Maybe it's not that many, or north of 90?
It's actually around 100.
It might, okay, let's just say it's a... So you're talking about if there's 78 plays... And you take, 100 possessions each, so that's 200 possessions a game. That's a fourth of the...
Yeah, they're saying a fourth of the possessions have been bad against them. Not to mention the bad calls that probably went for them.
Now, admittedly, some of the plays might be two calls within the same play, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a lot of plays in a 200 possession game over two games.
It's a lot. Come on, guys. Come on.
But it's true. I mean, New York's getting all the calls because it's New York.
Oh, is that how it works?
Teeny tiny baby Indianapolis not getting any benefit of the doubt.
Oh, interesting.
Well, my Celtics host the Cavs tonight and the Thunder host the Mavs. Either series is going to be tied or 2-0.
Celtics will win. And
it's Mavs Thunder.
I know, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if it was because you didn't know who was playing.
You know what? Mavs will even it up.
Go Dallas! No, I actually disagree. I think both series will be 2-0 by the time that we arrive to Friday. We might be looking at some short series in the semis, which is a bummer. I like the semis. I like the semis.
It's too bad. Well, what do you guys think of Shaq telling Nikola Jokic that he thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have been voted MVP?
Joker, as the president of the Big Man Alliance, you are the vice president of the Big Man Alliance. You know I love you, the best player in the league. I want to congratulate you, but I want you to hear from me first. I thought the SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you, but congratulations. And what do you guys have to do to get back on track versus Minnesota?
Thank you, Shai. We don't judge people here, you know, so that's fine. It's your opinion. I'm joking.
Hey, all good. I love you. I love your brothers. One thing we always going to do is keep it real with each other. Congratulations. I love you.
No, for real, I think there is a lot of people that, a lot of players that deserve it. You know, it's probably details and kind of small things.
So I don't hate him telling him. I think starting the interview that way is, I just think it's bad interviewing. Also, it then led into an entirely different question, which is also bad. Like, I have been someone who has asked multiple questions inside of one question over the years, so I'm not going to, you know, throw a rock inside of a glass house. But that is, like, two separate topics entirely. And so if he wants to be upfront about it, I think that that is totally fair. I still wouldn't have started with that. It's like, congrats on the MVP. But let me tell you, I don't think that that was the right way. It's just odd. Like,
here's why I give Shaq a pass.
Okay.
Shaq's not a journalist.
No, he's definitely not.
And part of the charm of that show, which sadly is probably going to be ending soon, soon as in within the next year, is it is a little different, and these guys will be blunt, and they will be upfront, and they aren't afraid to tweak some things and say what's on their mind. So you're right. It's a little awkward to start the interview that way. But inside the NBA can sometimes be an awkward show.
It certainly can.
Which is why it's very appealing, and it's sad that we're going to get that replaced by the most overrated TV sports theme in history.
Good God, John. Good God. Horrible take.
The first live sporting event in Las Vegas' brand new sphere will not be a big fight, a wrestling card, or the NFL draft. It will be the NHL draft. Is this a coup for the sphere or the NHL?
This is a coup for the NHL.
By far. Oh,
I mean,
God.
People will be interested just because this will be the first event of its kind in that very unique building. It's actually a great play by the NHL. I'm surprised that this is the first sporting event that's in. I'm surprised that they have not booked one of their fight weekends in there, whether it's a UFC or a boxing card in that building yet.
Well, isn't the issue with doing that is like, the reason you go there is because of the screen. Wouldn't the screen be so distracting because the event would actually be, like, on the floor of it?
I mean, yeah, but
the NHL draft. Cool.
It's more exciting than watching track and field.
No, it is not, John. No, it is not.
Well, speaking of hockey, the 20 semifinalists for the new nickname of the rebranded Arizona Coyotes are up for or vote in a fan survey of Utah hockey enthusiasts. Which one would be your pick?
Ooh, so this
but
is...
These are some bad names. I mean...
Yeah, let's go through some of these bad ones.
The Utah Ice.
Okay, that's essentially the new, or the now Brooklyn Nets. You're just describing a thing that is on the court of
the
play.
The Utah Fury.
What? I don't even know what that means.
The Utah Yeti.
That's actually not terrible.
That's...
The Utah Canyons.
No, that would be so bad. We'd make too many puns.
The
many
Utah Blizzard.
No.
No.
The Utah Frost. I would not be able to watch that team without thinking Scott Frost.
What about the Utah Squall? Remember we had the Squall earlier this year? And we were like, whoa, this is weird.
The Utah Black Diamonds. I have an old news colleague that would love that nickname because to him, black diamonds are something entirely different.
Oh, interesting. Is that on UrbanDictionary.com?
It might be.
Jordan says, if it's not the Storm and Mormons, I'll be disappointed.
See, that's better.
Storm and Mormons?
That's much better.
People don't like, you know, making fun of religion.
I mean, they got like 20 names here, and none of them are like great.
I think Black Diamonds is interesting. At least it's unique. It's different. I like, what does this mean? What does Black Diamonds
mean? I'll explain off the air.
I'm going to look this up.
I'll explain off. The Utah Caribou. Ugh. The Utah Venom.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Not great.
We need help, people. We need help renaming our sports franchises.
Yeah, we do.
These are bland names.
They are bland names.
And finally.
Peacock is bringing The Office back. No, not the reruns of the British version. That they already did that. But they are rebooting the series, and it's taking place at a Midwestern newspaper. Are you worried this is going to suck?
Yes.
Of course, I will not watch a second of this show.
Oh, I might give it a chance.
Really?
The original creators and Ricky Gervais, who created the British version, are producers. Mm. The thing I worry about is I don't know if the humor... Well, first of all, they won't have Steve Carell.
Exactly. Because when he disappeared off the show took a nosedive. The show was, in my opinion, horrible after he left.
I just don't know if the writing will be allowed to be as funny as the original series.
And it's funny. So the log line is this. The documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin's Scranton branch is in search of a new subject when they discover a dying historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to revive it with volunteer reporters. So first I saw that and thought, that's stupid. That would never happen. And then I thought, actually, you know what? Journalism is in such dire straits that I could actually see something like that happening. So maybe it'll fit. It depends on... Like, if you want the show to succeed, it depends on the cast, and it's going to depend on the main character. But if they're just going to try to do Steve Carell all over again, not him, but, like, that type of buffoonish character, it won't work. You can have an idiot-ish, but you can't have someone like exactly like him because you need someone that talented to do the role.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Well, if you will, I guess I will, and we can talk about it as, like, for the content.
For the content.
For the content.
Speaking of for the content, next,
let's
Adrian Martinez, the UFL's best quarterback.
Nice.
Next on 1620 The Zone, John Bishop here for GoodGuysSaveLives.com. You know, registered donors can save up to 8 lives and help hundreds of others through organ and tissue donation. I got a great email about a month ago from a friend of the Grum who sadly knew someone who died in a car accident but was a registered donor. And her donations alone impacted over 50 lives. Some life-saving organ donations, others life-changing tissue donations like bone and skin grafts, corneas, tendons, and other items. That's how much you can make an impact. And the best part is anyone can register, does not matter your age or health condition, and it's free. Plus, most funeral practices are possible following a donation. So next time you renew that hunting, driving, or fishing license, check the organ and tissue donor box or visit GoodGuysSaveLives.com. Save up to 8 lives at GoodGuysSaveLives.com.